Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. All right, Bob, we have some loose ends to tie up here. I'm looking at a little video from last night. The last question to Tomlin was from Brandon Marshall, who was firing away. East Liberty's very own. He asked Tomlin how bold of a decision, was that one of his bolder decisions, to go with Russell Wilson in this game? And Tomlin said, that's why I'm well compensated. Great answer.
Mic drop. Put it, boom, stood up and said thank you and left.
That was good. 50-minute mark. On the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Brian Batko appears in that video. Did you notice that?
Yes, I saw him right there.
Looks wonderful, doesn't he?
Yes. He'll be making his showdown debut with this, with you this coming Sunday night.
Oh, how about that?
When are you going to invite Limits on the showdown?
We can arrange that, but I need to talk to you about that.
I would love to do it.
But he
great,
just accepted,
great invitation,
Bob.
Joe. Thank you.
I don't control that, though. It has to. There's a system in place.
I know you don't.
About who in it. It's all.
I'm on the bottom of the totem pole.
I didn't mean to make things uncomfortable.
No, you didn't.
Bob.
It just took Brian Batko a long time, but I'm happy. He's a good dude. I think he does a good podcast, so he'll be on with you this coming Sunday.
Bob, wonderful, I'll get you on there in 2039. I'll see you.
PetFest 24 presented.
You have a good ability to verbalize things.
Doesn't he? He's quick.
He does. He's quick.
Very nice, man. PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, and get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. More info, go to 937thefan.com. The other loose ends is Rudolph, a sports movie. An unbelievable amount of people agree with me and say, yes, Limits. How's that poll going?
Well, it's basically because I feel like nobody was going to answer that, yes, Rudolph is a sports movie. Those votes still rolling in, 63 so far, 76% of the votes saying no, but 23% saying yes.
Holding strong, Bob, at 23%. And the sports angle is that there was the coach, the flying instructor. You remember him? He had a sweatshirt that said coach. Yeah. He was a retired reindeer. And Rudolph had to try out, and he did. That's the sports part
movie,
of
right.
it. Yeah. And it's a very athletic feat to fly a sleigh.
I think Rudolph actually grew up a little bit.
He did.
You know, so they can go back. What was the what was the name of the?
Clarice,
yeah. He needed to grow up to
reapproach Clarice.
Exactly.
Who was not interested at first glance.
And how did he do that? By succeeding at sports. It's a sports movie. And then it is an athletic sort of endeavor to fly a sleigh, especially at night, I would argue, Bob.
Yes.
The last thing we need to clear up is the name for the Najee leap last night, which was tremendous. It was just flat out fun. It was great. He's in the crowd standing there with two random dudes, and then everybody jumps in. And why can't the Steelers do that? Let Green Bay have it. They invented it, I guess. It's the Lambeau Leap, but they're in the NFC. The Steelers can put their own twist on this, Bob. You put out a Twitter poll earlier. Tell us where the results are. You've gotten over 1,000 votes right now. What do we call it? 1,600.
So far. And it's Pittsburgh Plunge leading. Yinzer Leap is behind by 12%, and right behind that is Jagoff Jump, but Berg Bounce is not resonating whatsoever. However, I got this tweet back from S. McLeish,
yeah.
And I like this one, Curtain Call.
Curtain
Call's
good.
I think that's good.
So, I just think Pittsburgh Plunge is so obvious, and I think that's the best one. The Jagoff jump is great. Some people say, yeah, but then it's sort of insulting. Not really, because when
it's just
if I call you a
Jagoff,
it's between friends, right?
You're a Jagoff.
Unless you're driving around and you call somebody a Jagoff that cuts you off.
Well, it's also tone of voice. You're a Jagoff, or you're a Jagoff.
Right, the second one. Second one. That would be the Jagoff jump. It's a great name for how many? What's that holding at? About
24%.
24%. And what's Pittsburgh plunge at?
40%.
We also have.
I like curtain
can't
call
read
though.
That one curtain call.
It's time
not
for the curtain
bad.
Call. That's a good one. The more it ties in the steel curtain and the fact that you're making a call into the front row of the stands.
The Yinzer leap, I do like.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The what does that mean? The Latrobe leap? Come on. The Acrovault? The Franco fly? The Clint hurdle? The terrible tumble? You like that, Bob?
That's okay.
The North Soar.
Ooh.
Limits?
Interesting.
The North Soar?
The North Soar.
Somebody said the Acrosoar.
That's not bad.
The Acrosaur.
Bob, do you like that?
I like the North Soar better because just you're inclined to say it more easily.
I do like the North Soar.
That's pretty good and very creative by our friend Bree or Bri. I don't know what the name is there.
Is that a recent one? I want to see that. Who is it that did it?
Who did what?
Who was the author of the North Soar?
I don't know. I'm scrolling through a million people.
Okay.
A guy named Bryson Moore, I think.
Bryson Moore.
The Yinzer double yoy, the Heinz hop, the incline dippy, the Three Rivers plunge. These all stink, Bob, don't they? The Jagoff jump is great. I mean, it's great.
It is. It's Pittsburgh pure and pure, right? All the way through that. But
the Pompiani pounce?
The Pompiani pounce.
That's not bad.
No, the Pittsburgh plunge, just because there is such a thing here, and it indicates what's going on. You're going to plunge yourself into the crowd.
Yeah,
like
it's almost too obvious. It's the Pittsburgh plunge, and I hope it happens. Do you think it'll catch on?
Yeah.
So do I.
I hope so. I'll talk to Rob King about it.
I think it was so much fun.
Use it if you want, because I think, you know, who knows? Maybe that won't ever happen again. But I got to believe it's going to start.
Well, yeah, that brings us back to where we started. I'm just sensing a new energy after literally years of staleness. There have been some bursts. You know, we all wanted it to be new and energetic, and for a minute it was with Kenny Pickett, you know, but it nothing that sustained itself. It just suddenly feels like things are different. And I think a lot of people agree with that, Bob. I could be very wrong. But
yeah,
I think a lot of people agree.
I do, too. I think with an experienced quarterback who knows how to do this thing, the whole offense seemed to come unlocked there. You know, that the key was there, and it opened up a little bit. Can it open up more? Yes, it should. It could.
I mean, it was his first game in almost a year. By the way, the Chiefs haven't lost since Christmas Eve, which was the last time Russell Wilson played, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Is that depressing, Bob, that the Chiefs are 6-0 and haven't lost in almost a calendar year? And they're not even playing well yet? And the road to the title is going to go through Arrowhead, and Mahomes isn't even playing well yet?
Yeah, but he's going to have to play better.
He's Mahomes. He'll play better when they need him to mount a drive late in the playoff game.
They've had a ton of injuries, too, so they've had to deal through that.
I think this is the year the Steelers win a playoff game. Would you guys agree, yes or no, right now?
Right now, I will say yes, but hesitantly yes.
Bob, hesitantly yes or strongly yes?
Well, I'm still sticking to what I said before, which was 10-7. I still think there are going to be some rough spots along the way.
Will they win a playoff game?
It depends on the matchup.
Come on, Bob. Please, a yes or no at the end of the show.
Okay, you've changed your mind 100 times on this kind of topic.
I know, we all have, because we watch the games.
Okay, hopefully. I don't know. If you told me two matchups, you had two matchups earlier, right?
The first one, them in Buffalo.
The first one was a home game, right?
Against the fighting Justin Herberts.
Right, against the Chargers. If that's the scenario, I'll take them. If it's at Buffalo, I won't take them.
Fair enough. And I'm sorry, Bob. I had a great time today with you in City Limits and hope we can do it again soon.
I hope so too, Joe.
Goodbye, Limits.
You're certainly not a Jagoff.
Goodbye, Joe. You are not a Jagoff.
Thank you. Although I heard both of those as saying I actually am a Jagoff in so many words.
No, Bob and I are united in our unitedness.
It's a term of endearment.
We have to leave room for the... Are we late or early right now?
No, we're fine.
We're fine right now.
Good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right,
guys.
I'll see you Sunday, Joe. Don't forget.
Thank you, Bob.
I'll see you Sunday too, Bob.
Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High 76 today with sunny skies.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.